Kieran, first of all, welcome to the show. And after looking at that victory in the Gotham, I'd have to say, what, mission accomplished mentally with Enticed?
Yes, thank you guys for having me. He's always been great mentally. We just were concerned knowing it's Tricky's behavior, so we always were thinking about that. But he's great mentally, beautiful horse, does everything right.
He kind of stepped into a different dimension in the Gotham. His speed figure went way up, and he was so professional. Talk about that development from the Holy Bull to the Gotham.
I think it was a lot about the track and his post position, and then looking back now, it might have been a little bit about Audible, which just kicked our butt that day. Nice horse. But I don't think he liked the one hole down inside. He was crowded the whole way and didn't have a good, fun trip. And in the Gotham, he drew outside 9 of 9 and had a clean face and loved it and ran great. And today, he's in the middle of the pack, but we're happy with the post position.
Talk about that Gotham performance, Kieran. Your thoughts on the way he ran that afternoon.
It was a very impressive race. He broke well from the outside. He stayed in the clear. And I had talked to Junior that right before the race, actually, and he thought we needed to be closer because speed seemed to be, you need to be forwardly placed. And I agreed with him. So he left there running, but the whole field was running. So he had to sit back a little bit in sixth, fifth early. But then when he started moving around the turn, it looked like he was, passing them the right way. But old-time rival was there till very late, and we got by him at the eighth pole. And then he eased up a little bit the last 16th or last, 20 yards or so. But it was an impressive race, and the mile was a concern turning back a little bit, but it worked out great because we know he wants to go all day. He's a great big colt, beautiful colt.
Yeah, he is a dandy looking colt, and one of the best pictures of the year, I think, on Twitter is the one you took of him with the rainbow that leads right to him. Wouldn't that be cool if he won the Kentucky Derby?
Yes, that would be great. We got rainbows twice. He got rainbows twice. I was concerned people will start thinking I wasn't really training horses. I was just taking pictures. But he had a rainbow twice. So, yeah, hopefully it looks kind of dry here today now. I was concerned about the weather in New York, but it's pretty nice and doesn't look like any forecast of rain. But he handled the rain this first start, but it looks like it's going to be fast and fine.
Kieran, you came to the Wood Memorial in 2015 with a horse by the name of Frosted, who turned out to be pretty darn good for you. Of course, he won the Wood that year after a fourth place finish in the Fountain of Youth Stakes. You've done things a little differently with Enticed. Talk about mapping out his campaign and why this seemed to fit this horse so well.
Well, we nominate to all stakes and keep our eye out for everything, the best available race. And it just worked out that we think he likes the cold weather, and Gotham was great for him to get out of Florida. It's like a vitamin shot for him. And so then we took him back to Florida to train at Palmetto's, and then flew him in just on Wednesday, again, for the cold weather, and it looks like a great spot for him, and so we've been pointing this way, and then the decision will be, do we fly back to Palmetto's if he runs real well today? Where do we go to train on to May 5th? So we'll deal with that later today, but we do have a FedEx scheduled for Tuesday to take him back to Palmetto's just because it's worked so far. And the Exercise Riders there, the Blacksmiths are there, our team's there. And it's a beautiful month of April in Florida, and not very many horses at Palmetto's now because everybody's shipping out. So it's a great spot, and that's probably what we will do if we run well today.
Now, if he likes the cold weather, you should have brought him to Keeneland this afternoon for the bluegrass. We have snow on the ground right now, Kieran.
Sorry, it's a little loud here.
I said if he likes the cold weather, you should have brought him to Keeneland for the bluegrass. We have snow on the ground here in Lexington this morning.
Yeah, I should have said he likes the cooler weather.
Speaking of Keeneland, you unleashed one yesterday. Almuth Mar, wow, what a race he ran. What I consider against the bias, speed wasn't sticking, and he just blitzed that field. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, nice gelding. We had to geld him, unfortunately, by Tappet, and was pretty expensive. But he was really nasty around the barn, and he would back up down the shed to kick another horse. And when I saw him do that, I told Rick Nichols, we just have to geld him. I'm sorry. And he was difficult, as many Tappets are. But if he's going to run like that, that's a good thing. So that was a nice win. It's always great to win at Keeneland, especially for Godolphin and Shadwell. A lot of people don't know their farms are literally across the street. So there's a whole lot more that goes into raising foals and taking care of the mothers. And so it's nice to have management come out and just people that work on those farms to come out and enjoy a day at the races and get in the winner's circle.
Talking with trainer Kieran McLaughlin here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kieran, earlier on that Wood program, you're going to send out Sarah Street in the Grade 2 Gazelle, the three-year-old filly looking to make her way to Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Oaks. Tell us a little bit about Sarah Street.
Well, she was a late developer, and she ran first time in Florida and finished fourth, and then we got her to New York, and she broke her maiden, and we thought that she wants long, and we ran her back, and she was a good second in her last start, and she gets in weight-wise well today in the Gazelle, and it's an important race, Grade 2. She's very well-bred, and we hope that she gets lucky today and wins.
Yeah, she looks like she's going to get a nice trip, and she's developing nicely, so fingers crossed.
Yes, exactly. I thought she was going to win last time at the eighth pole. She kind of got there, and then the favorite of Linda Rice's ran by us late. But you never know. She's doing great, and like I said, the weights are nice. She's in light and doing well.
Kieran McLaughlin here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, he will receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. Embrace your passion and wear what you love at EmbraceTheRace.com. Kieran, always appreciate the visit, my friend. I know it's a busy day, so we won't keep you, but good luck this afternoon, and we'll look forward to seeing you when you get back here to Kentucky.
All right. Thank you guys very much.